to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Hey, I am coming to you live today from Central Texas. That's right, it's time again for another road show. And in fact, I am right around the Austin area, Austin, Texas, right? The capital city in the very beautiful hill country. You know, I did my undergrad here at the University of Texas, and it's great to be back in the area. And here's the deal. We got a little tired of being locked up in suburbia around Dallas, Fort Worth, right? Where we normally are. That's where I normally broadcast from. But we decided it was time. Let's hit the road. So we loaded up the truck. You know, got the toddler in there, got our aged, kind of decrepit 15-year-old West Island Terrier dog and hitched up the RV. And that's right. I've talked about this on earlier shows. We finally found an RV, got a great deal on dealer inventory on the very last day of 2019. But hey, we haven't been able to use it a whole lot because the parks have been closed, right? Well, so here we are. Greg Abbott's opening up the state and we are back on the road. We'll be traveling for a spell. And I'll tell you, this is how we enjoy the financial freedom that we have built through residential real estate investing, my wife and I, right? I'm talking about taking our toddler across this great nation. That is the plan, right? And you know, when I stop to think about it, it's no real surprise, really. When I was his age, maybe a little bit older, my parents would load my sister, would load me into the car, and we would travel, right? Much smaller setup, diesel, Jetta thing, loud as could be, but he'd head west to Colorado, you know, Wyoming, Montana, camping, see the country, go east to the East Coast, DC, and so on. And that's part of the legacy that they left me, this need to travel, globetrotter, wanderlust, right? And you know, what you do as parents can have a very strong impact on your children. They can set them down a path, right? They can set them up with a legacy, good or bad, right? Now, in light of current events, we could have a long discussion on this topic, but I want to focus on a positive legacy. I want to focus on some guests that I've got with me today. I've got a great family joining me today, a local family from here in the Austin area, a family with a long track record of real estate investing, especially in multifamily. And we're going to hear how, you know, how and where they've built up their portfolio so that you can see what is possible, right? So that you can see how to build your financial freedom, just like I was talking about my own, right? We're going to hear about, you know, a few of their deals that they've done. Especially, I want to hear about this value pop, I'm going to call it, that they got on their latest multifamily community simply by being good operators and putting together a good product, a great community, and investing in the environment. You heard me right. You can be a successful real estate investor and be a good steward of the environment around you. We'll hear about that. And finally, we're going to talk about that legacy that I just mentioned. We're going to, you know, these guys, they've got a great story around legacy, and we're going to hear about that. So on that note, I'm going to see if the Mr. Producer was able to get them on the line with me. Terry, Susan, and Hannah, are you guys on?
I'm here. Hi, this is Hannah. I'm here.
All right. I heard Hannah. I heard Susan. Is Terry's hanging out in the shadows? Awesome. Hey, great. Glad to hear it. Guys, welcome to the show. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great. Loving this wonderful weather.
It's beautiful down here. You know, it's been, I don't know, it's been kind of a weird spring. We got a lot of rain up where I am in Dallas, and it got real darn hot for a while. And I was, you know, a little nervous coming down here in the RV with, you know, the single AC unit, but it's great. It's been great, right? So far anyhow. So we'll see how it develops. Yeah. So again, we've got Terry, Susan, and their daughter Hannah. So we're going to have a fairly wide ranging show today. But just to kick it off, if you guys would, if you can give us maybe just a little bit of your background, you know, tell us what you did in your past life, quote unquote, right before real estate, and maybe what brought you into real estate investing and how you found Lifestyles.
Sure, I'll start on that. I did your typical path of go to college, get a good degree, get a good job, and then you can work and save until 401k, retire, yada, 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 right? I went through, I don't know how many market crashes, and the older I got, it didn't get any easier and started making me think about it a lot more. So I knew I needed to do something different. I needed to plan my exit, plan my future, plan my way out. And so I used to be I was a chip designer, actually, designed embedded microprocessors for almost all the cell phones, mobile phones at the time, did some of the first Apple chips and whatnot. Pretty exciting stuff. But I knew that also at my age I was getting to, that I could be replaced by two young folks coming in for the same salary or less, with a lot more energy and maybe even more current knowledge. And so kind of started planning my exit at that time. So, Susan?
Yeah, well, my story is that I am a mother of five, and so my experience has been with child raising. They're all adults now, and Terry and I have been married 14 years, and he joined a family when we had three kids at home. And what I did for 15 years was I was a massage therapist, and I ran my own private practice. And I did all the marketing and all the work, and that's how I supported my kids when I was before I met Terry. And we've worked together since then. And I've retired from massage therapy now, and am exclusively doing multifamily.
Awesome. And I want to hear about your interplay, the dynamics of the husband-wife team in a later segment for sure. Because my wife and I, we're doing the same thing, different platforms, you know, single family rather than multifamily. But there's always a little bit of interplay there, leveraging those various strengths and weaknesses. And Hannah, so we've just got one of five on the line with us. How are you, Hannah?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. And are you an active investor now, or are you gearing up?
I am an active investor. I'm actually in their San Antonio deal, and then I'm in another deal in San Antonio as well. So I'm just kind of doing it all, learning from every single side as far as leads and passives go for this.
You're in the right environment, right? With your parents doing a lot. And I want to hear a little bit more. I hear the music kicking on. So we're gonna pick up on the other side of the break and hear a little bit about the deal flow, what Terry and Susan have done so far in the multifamily sphere. And we'll talk about that when we continue here in just a moment.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb coming to you live from the Austin area, the Hill Country of Central Texas, a beautiful place to be. I'm broadcasting live from the RV studio, looking out the window at a great set of ancient live oaks. It's just a great backdrop to be talking with a great family here from the Austin area. I've got Terry and Susan and their daughter Hannah. And Terry and Susan, they've been around the lifestyles environment for a long time, and we're going to learn a little bit about what they've been doing in the multifamily sphere. But I want to ask you guys, how did you get involved with Lifestyles, and when did you get involved with Lifestyles in the first place?
Sure. So we told you in the last segment that we got married in 2006, and about that time, I had already been thinking that I wanted to do something different. And so when we got married, and Susan was all on board with that, and so we started doing some single family investing like most people do, and we probably did it the wrong way, like most people do, and not the most efficient way that Lifestyles teaches. But after about a couple of years of that, I was reading more and more real estate books and thinking I wanted to go into commercial, maybe small office buildings, maybe strip centers, maybe apartments. And I kind of landed on apartments as being the correct way to go for all the reasons that Lifestyles teaches you. Everyone needs a place to live. You know, you have a lot more tenants that can keep your occupancy up and whatnot. So, and then one day Susan and I were Actually, we contacted some brokers, and we're actually driving around looking at some apartment buildings that there was no way in heck we were going to be able to do this on our own. And we were, I think we were pulling up and getting, got a hamburger, and heard some guy kind of like you on the radio talking about real estate. Next thing I know, he's talking about, you know, doing multifamily stuff. I go, what? So that completely piqued my interest, and then we joined up right away.
And I remember from our conversation earlier in the week, now at the time, you guys are in Austin, Lifestyles was not. So how did that work for you? Did you, I guess we would have been in Houston. We weren't even in Dallas at that point in time. So are you guys driving to Dallas, or how did you guys get involved?
So you had actually just started up in Dallas, and Dell had kind of assigned the Dallas team to work with us. But what Susan and I did was we did a lot of networking by just going to the Houston office and meeting up with people. And matter of fact, one of the most recent multifamily mentors, Kim McLean, was our first deal we were in, actually, out of Houston. We did that in 2009 after we joined in 2008. Of course, that gave us a lot more experience as well. But one thing we did, Andy, is that I knew that we could lose interest pretty quickly if we didn't keep having some injection of excitement going on. And that's what you can get when you meet the people. And so we found out what other members were around here that had joined up. And we just started having weekly or biweekly, I can't remember, meetings in our house where we would discuss real estate and we would discuss different deals, and whether it was single family or multifamily or what we were hearing, and things like that. And that was certainly, we learned a lot. Other people learned a lot, and it kept our juices flowing until we finally actually got an office here in 2009, Susan?
It must have been around that, because yeah. I feel like they did have that office when we bought our first property. Mm-hmm. But we definitely enjoyed meeting with the local people and talking real estate, and I'd call them parties, because there was always food, but you know, they were good meetings, and we built some friendships. And you know, it was with that group of people that when we found the first property, a lot of those people joined us in partnering in that first property that we bought.
Uh-huh. So you had the network built, even though independent of the infrastructure, right? You didn't have the brick and mortars, or maybe you did eventually before you bought the deal, but you're already going down that path, building that network. And, you know, I know this, it's a relationship game. You need to know people, you need to know the contractors, you need to know those investors to bring in as passive investors in that syndication that you're putting together. And I think a key takeaway, what I'm hearing here for listeners that maybe, I'm primarily broadcasting in the Texas market right now, but we'll put together a podcast, and we'll get listeners on the coasts and everywhere in between. And I think the takeaway for those listeners is, if you're in a market where we may not have a brick and mortar office yet, do exactly what we're talking about here. Put that meetup together. Put that group together. Get those like-minded people together. We saw this happen in Phoenix, right? We got several investors out there. Peter Neerman, he drove that ship and moved it forward, and now we've got a brick and mortar office there as well. We just got that bandwidth, we got the mass of people there, and said, okay, we got to go support them now. And we've got ambassadors now across the nation that do this so similar thing to what you guys are talking about in different states. So if you're listening outside of the state, we probably have an ambassador in your state that can help you really build this network, get together, learn, right? Put those like minds in the same room. So you guys got that first deal, put together that team, that team of passive investors. Where was that first deal?
Our first deal was actually in Austin, which was a market that everybody said for so long is there's no way you're going to be able, even a single family, there's no way you can buy things in Austin to that can cash flow and whatnot. And our first deal was in 2010. It was actually something that we had looked at a good while before, and there's no way we could afford it. But in the meantime, I was driving by one day and noticed the sign changed, and I knew something was up, and I found out it had gone into foreclosure. So I just kind of took the bull by the horns and found out who the bank was and who the asset manager was, and I just got on there, and I just basically, you know, bravo Sierra at him to believe in that I knew what I was talking about, knew what I could do. And we pulled our money together, and we took off on it.
That was a pretty amazing deal, because it wasn't on the market yet. We went to the bank. they said, well, you know, if you can pull the funds together and close it by the end of this month, then we won't put it on the market. So we pulled together all the funds, and in 3 weeks, we had a property. That was a wild ride.
Crazy.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's you took action, I think, is one of the key takeaways there. Now, I got to go back to your Bravo Sierra. When you join Lifestyles Nowadays, right, we have a pretty good infrastructure put together. You don't have to go to the bank with any of that Bravo Sierra because you're going to be educated. You're going to be a sophisticated investor because there's just so much training. You know, my wife and I have been going through the multifamily core curriculum of late to shift from single family to what you guys are doing on the multifamily sphere. Yeah. There is so awesome. Much to learn, you know? So you guys took down... You guys took down that deal. Go ahead.
After we bought the property, we listened to Dell's. He had a lot of podcasts. Oh, that wasn't what they were called back then. But classes, and we would listen to those classes over and over and over. And I would memorize some of those words when I was talking with residents.
Yeah, I'm going to interrupt you. I'm sorry, Susan. We are. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. We're going to pick up that thought when we come back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb coming to you live from Central Texas, from Hill Country, and I have got Terry, Susan, and Hannah with me on the show today. These are local investors here in the Austin area. They did their first deal. We were just hearing about that in Austin way back in 2009. They were telling me a little bit about the deal over the break. It was a value-add deal, not one of those that's going to cash flow out the door, needed a lot of work. The residents had not been taken care of by their prior ownership, and these guys, they went in. They took care of business. They gave these people a fine community to live in. They made it a home, right? And that's what they've been doing over the years. And Susan was telling us just ahead of the break that, you know, after purchasing that complex with the help of Lifestyles, Renee Maines helped them get the deal, you know, up and running. She got a lot of education through Dell and the webinars and the recordings. And guys, I think you'd agree with me, since 2009 till today, 2020, that educational component, it's ramped up massively, hasn't it?
It is. I mean, it is crazy. It's very well done. A lot more detail. A lot more learning on it at your own pace and whatnot. When we were watching it, it was pretty much you had to watch. There were videos. You had to watch them. And I would usually, what Susan and I would do, we would rip the audio off of it, stick it on a CD, and as we were just driving around, we would just listen to the audio over and over and over again, just to nail it in our head.
Yeah, and absolutely right. Repetition is the mother of all learning. And nowadays, it's everything we're doing is online, right? Everybody's got their phones with them. I've been listening to stuff as we're driving. And, you know, with the coronavirus, the live content that we typically do in the offices, that's all shifted online. Now, we had a huge online presence anyhow. Lifestyles Unlimited was very good about moving their content online and allowing people to watch the videos and whatnot online anyhow. But they've really gotten it done with respect to the shift in business in terms of COVID-19 and no in-person meetings. So guys, let's go back. So you picked up this first deal in 2009. What came next down the road for you guys?
We took a while to make sure that we knew what we were doing and get this nicely stabilized. And 2 years later, we looked across the street and saw a 56 unit that needed us. And so we bought it. And then we looked next door to that 56 unit and found another 56 unit that needed us. And we bought it. So pretty quickly, by the end of 2012, we had 154 units there, all next to each other that we could easily have a well staffed property that we could run. And on all of these, we fixed them up nicely. In fact, we pretty much forced the whole neighborhood and the whole corner, whole block there to pick up their game. And we were well received by the neighborhood merchants and the neighborhood cops and whatnot, and what we were doing, and made everybody else pick the game up, and really just turn that whole area around for us and for the residents and for the neighbors of the residents. It was a great experience.
We had neighbors that just lived in houses that would come by and just thank us for what we were doing for the neighborhood. So that was really gratifying.
That is great. I mean, especially with everything we have going on around us right now and weird little self-autonomous zones up in Seattle and whatnot, those people don't understand what it is that we as business owners do. We improve the community. We make people's lives better, you know, and I really hope people can kind of sort that out and get a little bit better understanding. So that was here in Austin. If I'm not mistaken, after those three deals, did you keep doing deals in Austin, or when did you shift gears and move a little bit farther afield?
So we did one more deal in Austin in 2013, and on that deal was my emancipation day. That was the day that I was able to say, I am now free, financially free from my job, and I quit my job, and we dove into this headfirst full time. And so that was our last deal that we actually bought in Austin in 2013 and actually sold it in 2016.
Very good. Hey, first of all, congratulations. 5 years or less. We say it on the show all the time. I mean, you definitely met that timeline.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah, and then we bought a property in Bryan in December of 2014.
Bryan is right next to a city called College Station, where this little university called Texas A&M University is based in.
Little university, you got it. I'm a Longhorn, so hey, hook 'em horns.
Honorary Aggies now. So we bought this property in Bryan, and it was really deferred maintenance and had a really horrible reputation with a Bryan PD. And so when we bought it, we weren't afraid of the reputation or the residents or the, you know, the creatures and whatnot that live there, because we knew we could turn around, and we were able to turn around. One of the things that I feel really honored about that property was, you know, it was the worst property in Bryan as far as how many police call-outs to the property the year that we bought it. And since then, with the Bryan College Station Apartment Association, we have won Property of the Year twice on the retreat of 2018. And we had a resident come to the office after our last award and say, you know, I've been here all this time, and there was a day before you guys bought it that we were afraid to come out of our doors. And she says, and now people are outside playing and talking and on the phone and swimming, and the children are playing. And she said, just thank you for turning this into a community. And to me, that was the highest compliment that I could have for the work that we've done, is to take a place that people were afraid and turn it into a place that they're happy to be at. That's what it's all about, in addition to earning a living at providing housing for people.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to what you said a moment ago about improving that community in Austin. Now you're doing the same in Bryan College Station. It is a service that we're doing ultimately. You know, yes, we earn our income that way. That is our job, so to speak. It's pretty hands-off. There's not a lot to it. But once you get all the moving parts figured out through the education that we do at Lifestyles, for example, but it's pretty straightforward. But you're improving lives, and that's tremendous. Now, I am curious.
Andy,
so we heard – go ahead.
Andy, one more perk on that was I was speeding through Bryan last year, and I was getting ready to get a ticket written up for speeding, and he asked, you know, what am I doing in Bryan? I live in Austin and whatnot. I told him that, you know, we own the retreat 2018, da-da-da-da. He went to a long conversation. Oh, man, you guys have really done great on that place. And we just had a nice conversation, and he said, well, take care of yourself, and walked away.
So, hey, there are some benefits. So I want to go back to something I brought up earlier in the first segment, which is the interplay, right? We got a husband-wife team here. I heard one of you is a numbers guy, Terry, and Susan, you're more into the soft side of things. How do you guys plan your days, or how is it that you work together? You know, are you button heads, or, you know, what does that look like as a husband-wife team in this environment?
My duty is leasing and marketing and resident retention. That's what I do. Plus, I, you know, events for the staff and the team, but I'm all about leasing and marketing, and I can make decisions there. But if it comes to something like a maintenance issue, then I'm going to say, well, let's talk with Terry. But that's what I do. We really hired a really fantastic digital marketing specialist, and so we've been having a lot of fun with virtual tours and videos and, you know, creating our online presence, and that's super fun for me.
So you guys have clearly defined roles. We're running a little bit light on time here on this segment. So when we continue, I want to bring Hannah on, and I want to hear about her role in this bigger picture and talk a little bit about legacy. And if we've got time, I want to talk about your San Antonio deal. We'll be right back.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
You are listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb coming to you live from beautiful Hill Country in Central Texas. And I'm joined today by Terry, by Susan, and their daughter, Hannah. And we were just talking ahead of the break about kind of a division of labor, you know, defining those job positions in a sense. And Susan, you were telling us what you've taken on. Terry, we heard that you're the numbers guy. Can you kind of tie this in together with what you've done to bring Hannah on board with you? Maybe really? Maybe Hannah, you could tell us about that.
Hannah, why don't you tell us?
So they kind of just very patiently waited for me to stop, you know, working 70 hours a week and only getting paid for 45 hours. And I left one job and I started another one. And they very subtly asked me if I just wanted to do bookkeeping for them as a part-time thing. And I did bookkeeping, so just paying bills and reconciling bank accounts. That's all I did for about a year. And then I was also working as a personal trainer at that time, and I decided, you know, once the year was done, I didn't want to do the personal trainer thing anymore. And then I was part of their team full time after that, and it's been just over 2 years now, and I do pretty much a little bit of everything at this point. I think it's easier to ask me what I don't do for them rather than what I do for them.
So you've become the Hannah of all trades, the Jack of all trades for your family. But that's great.
Yeah.
You know, it does a couple of things, right? It relieves some of that burden. Now, we were talking over the break, Terry and Susan, right? Early on, they had to figure this out and maybe butted heads a little bit here and there and really peel away that onion and see which parts of that onion each one wants to take on. And well, now Hannah's taking even more of that away from both of them. You know, that's a wonderful thing. But then to tie that back into the legacy that I mentioned at the start of the show, and you guys probably made it out to the expo this year. The title on the program says "Live Your Legacy." I've got it right here in front of me. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing is living your legacy, but also transferring that now to Hannah, which is awesome. Just great stuff. As somebody with a 3-year-old, right? He's a little bit farther. He's not quite up to bookkeeping yet. But I look forward to, right, to involving him at some point. So how has that transition been, for you, Hannah? Has your head just been swimming with all the information and all the activities that one has?
Yeah, there's a lot more that goes into this than I realized when I first started. And there's always something to learn, and I'm always learning something new every single day. And I don't think that I'll ever know everything that there is to know, because there's a lot, but it's really interesting stuff at the same time.
Andy, I think the important thing that everyone should realize is that owning an apartment complex is running a business. You have, mm-hmm, and you have every bit of the business that you have to deal with, whether it be buying the insurance for the business, bookkeeping for the business, hiring employees, training employees, and whatnot, and that's the business side of it. The investing side of it is the money you put in and can make money on your money. So as the lead per se, you know, you have two things. You're running a business and you're investing your money, And then there are those people that partner with you that are really just investing their money, and they get to hear about what we do, but don't have to do it themselves.
Right. And we're talking there about the passive investor. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, you find both lead investors and you find passive investors, and they get to know each other and they invest in those lead investors' deals. A lead investor, right, they're the ones that are like Terry and Susan, that are putting the deal together, organizing it, and then, like you said, running the business. And obviously, over, you've been doing this for, what, 12 years or so now. Over time, you get better, you put systems into place, you figure out who wears which hat, and you start to hand some of those hats off to other people. It becomes more and more, I guess, automated almost. And then Hannah's been learning this business. Hannah, now, we were talking also over the break, you've been getting involved with Lifestyles and you've got some future goals. What have you been doing? What are you getting ready to do, I guess I should ask?
I'm getting ready to be a lead myself. I've already completed the lead certification, so I'm an aspiring lead wanting to do more. And it's a terrifyingly fun thought of honestly following in their steps and doing what they do rather than just watching and helping.
Yeah, I guess there's almost a little bit of pressure, right, to perform to their level. These guys have been doing a lot of good. Okay, you've got a high benchmark there, so I'm going to be watching and seeing. But you've got a great role model too. By the same token, right, that goes back to that legacy I talked about. You've been around your parents that have been doing this thing for so long and absorbing some of it, and whether you knew it or not, now you're more actively participating in working to absorb that, right, through your roles under there,
yeah, exactly.
as part of the company, right?
I have great teachers and huge shoes to fill.
And of course, you mentioned the lead investor certification. For the listener that may not be aware, we've got a number of certifications actually at Lifestyles Unlimited. Let's say you join and you don't want to do any of the stuff we're talking about. You just want to put your money in as an investor. Well, you can become a passive investor, and there is a passive investor certification, a number of courses, hours that you go through. You can do this online, but then you come away with a certification and you can show that to the lead investors. It says, hey, I'm sophisticated. I am qualified to invest in your deal. You're not going to have any problems with the SEC because I am, you know, I know what I'm doing, right? By the same token, the lead investors, they also go through a lead investor certification so that I, as a passive, I know, hey, this lady Hannah, she's done her homework. Aside from what she's done in the business with her parents, she's gone through that lead certification. She understands the model. She's going to be a good steward, basically, of my money when I invest with her, right?
On the passive side, One might think, well, if I got money, why can't I just invest? And the difference is that every one of our partners have had training that encompasses everything we do, how we do it, why we do it, what the results are expected to be, et cetera, et cetera. And that makes for a very, very smooth partnership where you don't have people questioning what you're doing because they know what you're doing. They don't question your methods because they know the methods. They've learned the methods themselves. And so it's a real win-win on both sides of the equation, the way that it's handled at Lifestyles.
Yeah, it's a great point. We all speak the same language. There's no little miscommunication as a result. So let me go back to the deal flow. You guys did a number of deals in Austin, Bryan College Station, more recently in San Antonio. Now, Hannah, I think you were telling me you invested passively with your parents in San Antonio. What sort of markets are you thinking about for your first deal, if I may ask?
San Antonio was, well, since I want to do something a little bit smaller because I don't quite have the experience for something that's larger. So I want something in San Antonio so we can use the staff at our current property to help run it, to make it a little bit easier.
Got it. And let's talk a little, just briefly, about that San Antonio deal. When did you guys pick that up? You told me, and I jotted that down, but I don't see that here.
Last September, yeah.
September, okay. And we were talking a little bit ahead of the show about some of the initiatives that you've put into place there. Can you tell us just a little bit about that green program? And I want the folks to understand, again, going back to what things we do for the community, how that has benefited the community, but also benefited your bottom line.
Been really interesting, Andy. I didn't expect the results we got, but this green program is a program where you can do certain things that can reduce energy and water usages, and you can get a little bit better terms on your loan and whatnot. But you still have to put the money up to do it, to actually do it. But in particular, and I knew because I had friends in the area in San Antonio who had other properties, so I knew the water usage per resident, per unit, per building, or whatever, seems too high. So when I first bought the property, I was looking for leaks. I didn't see any leaks anywhere, per se. So it was, part of this green program was reducing water usage. And so that was putting in new low-flow toilets and some lower shower heads. And then as far as other energy savings, we did programmable thermostats, which everybody loves, and LED lighting. But on just the water alone, from 1 month to the next, by the time we finished that, our water usage halved. It went to one half, which was absolutely incredible. And since we charge water back to the residents, that means that they get to pay less, we get to pay less. And the really interesting thing about this, most people are used to thinking about single family on how you value a single family home. It's valued by what does the one down the street sell for. The way you value multifamily is how much money is this bringing in? The more money it brings in, the more net operating income, the higher the value of the property. So basically, by reducing our water by one half, two things, we actually were able to pay for the actual improvement in 1 year of savings, and also that 1 year of savings, if you value it out to what the value of the property would actually be, it actually, if we sold it today, we could sell it for about $1.7 million higher than what we paid.
Above, yeah. So that's that value pop. Yeah, that's that value pop I was talking about. That's something you only get through multifamily investing. And hey, we're running out of time, guys. I thank you so much for joining me today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Ready for more of the math? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.